the whole time. I just turned it on. So if you need to say anything, you go ahead.
Check. That might be good.
I'm
start, we're going to ask for
100%
attention.
Technique at some point was to whisper to get people's attention, the kids' attention. The parking is the craziest I've ever seen. But you know, actually, you guys completely made that. This is all stuff that we're borrowing. Thank you so much. And so we could have been riding bikes with guitars on our backs. Which would still be really hard. There was snow. There really was snow. All that talk of snow, it really did happen. Has anyone ever driven on the 41? Yeah. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful highway.
But there were a lot of people that was like the 2-lane highway, and they would try to skip around the cars, and they would just be coming straight at you, and then just would be too dangerous, and then would cut back in line, and it was just like so scary. And we said the words idiot and stupid a lot. Oh, here's another idiot, you know. I don't know what it's like. Yeah. Idiot? I don't know. Is idiot a bad word? Maybe not. I don't know. It seems like it could be derogatory or something, but.
So, this band is, we're touring as just Ashley and Eli.
Do you know the stars on your
guitar?
But obviously, it's not Ashley and Eli. It's Ashley and Eli and Paul. Paul's goes by the name Motorbikes, but he's obviously Paul. And we're in Motorbikes, but we're not in Motorbikes. Anyway, we don't even have like a CD. Ashley and Eli. We have a tape though. But then Andrew showed up, and he's in our band late. So then we don't know what to. It's so fluid. So it's been fun touring with Motorbikes. Really fun. But we're going to play with Paul right after this, Motorbikes. Thank you. you guys hear about arsenic? The arsenic-based life in California? That was a joke in there, because they always thought up until like this year that all life was carbon-based, and then they just found arsenic-based life in a lake in California. And everybody's like, what? No. But it's not the enemy. They found out that. No, I don't. But it's true.
What? Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, unless I was reading The Onion and I thought it was. I'm pretty sure it's true. I'd say I'm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So this is our last song, but not our last song. We're doing Motorbikes right away.
Oh, and then the. It's. So what happens in the song, Eli and I went on a wood walk in the dark, and it was, but there was no moon, so we couldn't see anything, and we kept getting bumping into things. But we were like, no, let's just keep going, because we knew the trail really well, and then we ended up being so, it was so dark that we startled a deer, had no idea that we were, it was like right next to us, and same thing for it, and then, suddenly it darted, and then it was like falling all over things and bumping into things, and we felt really bad. But so the idea of this song, Humming in the Dark, is for when it's dark, and you want other things to know that you're there, so you're just kind of humming to yourself.
Please donate if you can, or buy a motorbike CD or like, we have our new album, and our new 7-inch for sale.
It's not even out yet.
This is like over a month.
Kind of in there.
Yeah.
Keeping it on.
Yeah.
You got your phone?
I don't know why.